Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, today is the 3rd of July. Well, I know you know that already. And of course, the 4th of July is coming tomorrow, and that's a big day for America. But the 3rd of July is a big day for my wife and me. We were married 57 years ago today. And I just want to take a moment, and actually at this broadcast today, to thank the Lord for a faithful wife. Before we were married, we both had said, Lord, whatever you want us to do, we're willing to do it. And we knew God was going to send us somewhere around the world. We didn't know where at first. But when we left South Carolina to move over to Tennessee to attend Bible college, God burdened our heart to go to Africa and work with Muslim people there on the west side and northern side of Africa. Well, anyway, let me just say a little bit about a wife who was willing to leave America. We both grew up on the farm. We were just country kids, but willing to leave America and all the comforts and the benefits of being here to follow me to some very strange places around the world. But we started in France. For a year and a half, we lived in France. We went to language school 8 hours a day. The last 6 months of that, we lived in a home with a French family so that we could practice our French. And then we were able to leave France and go directly, actually on a cruise ship, down in the Mediterranean by the Rock of Gibraltar on down the coast of Africa to the city of Dakar, Senegal, where, not in Dakar, but in the country of Senegal, we worked for the next 16 years. And two of our children were born there. All of our children spent part of their lives there. And we lived in the far northern part of the country and had a great ministry, but it wasn't an easy place. And again, I'm talking primarily about my wife living in a place where it was 100 degrees, 110 degrees. 10 months of the year, it didn't rain any at all. Dusty and a lot of mosquitoes and a lot of sickness. But my wife worked faithfully, not only lived there with me, but worked with ladies and children and ministered in our church. And she and Donna Bragg, the Bragg family, we went to Senegal at the same time and worked together in the same area and then eventually worked together in the same ministry for 8 years. And what a privilege we have to serve the Lord in a different world. And we thought we would live and die there. And then back in 1989, we were asked to pray about going to a different country. And we prayed about it. And I went on a trip with a bunch of young people. And God used that trip to change our lives. And we left the flat, dry, barren Sahara and moved down into the jungle. It was called Zaire back in those days, the old Belgian Congo. And we lived hundreds of miles out in the jungle, no electricity, lived on top of a mountain to get away from all the mosquitoes down in the valley where the water was at. But you had to go down the mountain to water. And again, my wife for 9 months didn't have a stove. And in 6 months, we got caught up in fighting and no one knew we were dead or alive. And again, just a little bit of our story. And then from there, we had to leave because of the fighting. And I pastored for 9 years. And then God sent us to the Far East for 10. And we traveled in Mongolia and China and Korea and Taiwan and Japan and Philippines and Saipan and Guam and Tinian. And now for the last many years, we've had the privilege of sharing Christ around the world, of preaching missions conferences in America and traveling out with our missionaries. And still after these many years, Linda has followed me faithfully and never a word of complaint and with a love for people and always trying to win people to Christ.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.